Given Gar Davin said the Kedushin of Lam Vav begin the Amalav begin Tosim Alav begin the Zigmar Ilav Gzeir Shava. No, not the Gzeir Shava. I mean, I would have thought to say Hivsegi Inyan that, well, it's not connected to the Bnei Aharon or the Bnei Saron. Therefore, the Gzeir Shava proves us, okay, you're learning out from there. What are you learning out from there? Obviously, the need of Nash. And as it says, every time we can say, hey, there's a good item, Lame Mahachi, how could you even entertain to say that it's a Hivsegi Inyan? Mofkin Le'el, the one previous stuff that Lame Mbez learned out Mepas, Shema, Bebal Tashchis, that the woman is not in the prohibition of destroying the corners of the beard. The Gemara didn't say, oh, the Kodesh Kodesh of a Parsha Rishayna, which is an earlier Parsha, that Koyden Bal Tashchis, Hivsik Inyan, that it separates Lepaz Zalkan, that where you have for the idea of the Pais is Zalkan, meaning of Karcha, that which is an earlier thing, which you say, okay, it's something else in between. No, because you can declare a Karcha. So Rashi is going on Karcha. She returned the Pasha Krebi Yisul Gnayar and the Pasha. How could you say but Karcha? Oh, you would have thought to say that no. Maybe women would not be excluded because Hivsik Inyan. How could that be? How could you say that the Hivsik Inyan by Karcha if Karcha is before Peis Hazakin and already that we said we didn't say any Hivsik Inyan. My question more difficulty is the Tanna Kamma Masnitin, the Tanna Kamma of the or the Tanna the Masnitin. We learn in the Mishnah the Heicha Palika Karcha. The Kamma meaning the Tanna Mishnah. He disagrees on Karcha. He doesn't say like Isi, a fourth thing. He says only Chutz mi Baltaka Baltashkes, but look on Bal Yikachu. He doesn't say there's a difference Bal Yikachu. Question is how? So Afilu Mipas Amal El De Koya Bnei Aaron. But even Pas, which is one of the exemptions, he does say, he's saying because Bnei Aaron will live in Nisaran. So Karcha can declare Karcha, they cover Bnei Aaron. For sure, it's going on Karcha, which is closer to Bnei Aaron will live in Nisaran. So it's a similar question. By the bolts, but although you read it closer to the words of the Aaron, it would be considered something that was in the way. Because it says in the Varm Yudal Kiam Kadoshata, where because it says, I think once in the previous Amid, that the Mabinashim, that your holy people, including women, are included in the Am, Bafal Yisrael, even regarding Yisrael. The Gemara says, no, that's not Hivsikin, but yet you would have entertained to say that it is. So even though Haba As were saying it was not Hivsik, but for Karcha, we'd say it would be simply because Kiram Kaddish would tell us that they are included in the Isser. Next is Matthew Ben Zigmorim. Kain looked at Kerach, it should say Karach, not Karcha. Pedish, in other words. And then Malik Nesamah shall say Bezeh. And then you would apply what's by one is by the other. Have the Matthew Ben Matinu. Meaning, regarding that, the way Tosfos explained that just say Karach, and then regarding comparing one with the other, that would have enough for Matinu. How could you compare Yisrael to Kayin? But Kayin has more mitzvahs. No, you can't split the same mitzvah, even though Kayin had more mitzvahs than Yisrael. But in this mitzvah itself, you cannot differentiate. Most definitely, the mitzvah itself, you would not learn. Of a Perisha mitzvah, I mean, the mitzvah itself, you wouldn't learn because you would say Kayin had more mitzvah. Perisha mitzvah, come a shopping, but the mitzvah itself, you could learn that. So you could just say Karach. Or you say Karcha, oh, to say both, but that's because Karcha is telling the extra hey, but the thing itself, the comparing the two of them, then I would know without that. I would know from a mamatzin. Next says, Tfilin itself, what do you know from me? So this is, I'm going to say, okay, who cares? Mabakach. Come up and nail Karcha and Tfilin. You should still learn a Karcha and Tfilin. The Xer Shava Matzah, we don't make a halfway Xer Shava. But then you should say, Matzah, Nashim Maturah, just like Tfilin, we're now example, and then we get Bakarcha, so the Bakarcha. So, okay, so we're using it for something else? Okay, but we Xer Shava goes all different ways. So why would that be? We already learned for something else. And what? You're not going to learn this halacha also? Shabbat says, because there's no, the Shabbat Enigma Xer Shava, maybe the Xer Shava is not learned. And let's mean only to let us know, Mokum Nachat Tfilin, the place of Tfilin. And it wasn't yet a full fledged Xer Shava. Because the Ram, now it's difficult to the Ram. Why don't we not put in Tfilin in the whole head? Just be saying the bolts, but it's in the whole head. So why don't you say the same thing is going to be by Tfilin, which is learned out from that to say that it's also going to be on the whole head. Maybe for that it's effective when it says on your head. Now, that's by Tum. So Ben Nechem says, okay, it has to be on the fontanel. But I've got to get Bekarcha, except Ben Nechem, what do you mean? By Bolts, but also Ben Nechem. I've got to get Bekarcha, except Bolts, but in the whole head. So it's like, there's someone to say, the Ligma Gzer Shav Nechem. No, Ben Nechem is only taught that it should be, you should have an extra word to learn the Gzer Shav for Tum. But if it itself, actually, it's not only Ben Nechem, it's on the whole head. Next is not the beginning of the words of the Mishnah regarding things that women are exempt. Hasmiches, leaning on the carbon, batnufas, doing the waving, magoshes, bring it near the mezbech. Near it seemed the magoshes, the elach, maybe kahanim. This is saying from bringing to the mezbech and onward, that's to my kahanim. Vazakra begemar, lemute kahanis, and the psukim that the gemar brings only by males, nothing, that's excluding the female kahanim. of smichas is tnubas by Yisrael, but the early ones of leaning on the animal and waving, that's even by Yisrael, that's what comes to exclude a Yisrael list. Next, just must begin with the Mishnah, hakabalas vazois, receiving the blood and the spraying of the blood. These are all women are exempted from. Now, so it says, what's with vaylocha, bringing the transporting the blood of Zuk and spraying it, not hazaz. Like it's only that Mishnah doesn't say, because the loch of Kabbalah, transporting is included in the avodah of receiving shari min v'kriva koi nafka k'may Kabbalah. We learn that both of them from the same words v'krivoi, Kabbalah and halacha, and mezrik b'chalza, spraying is included in throwing the blood. Now, in turn, we can say, am I yitzol k'rabbi k'mach, why do we need a pasuk in the Gemara limud d'inashim to exclude women from these things? Typically, the kulim mitzvah is my grandma, but the old time pasuk commandments, shari in ha'i gizel b'yayim, they only apply during the daytime. Could have said, like, it's a beam service lack of Kabbanayim. On the day when you command the sacrifice of Kabbanayim, it's only valid during the night time. There's some says, but you can say, the Mokam Itzel Kralim Utin, you know, you still need a post to exclude them. But Nifsel Kabban Banashim, and to invalidate a Kabban that was done by the women, mean to invalidate for that. Yeah, we know they're not commanded, but they're invalidated. Because Ela Kra, because not for the Pasig, Labidina Shabbat Bissul Ben, I wouldn't know that way there's possible with them. Or Chetz Kralim Utin, if I need a post to exclude, Lamayim to say, the Machali Avoida. Actually, they desecrate the Avoida of Avoida Sul, and the Avoida is going to be possible. But from leaning on the animal, that's difficult. My Yisrael Mi'atin, why do I need a pasuk to exclude it for smicha? The avodah lo yischa b'achi. The avodah does not become desecrated with the smicha. In other words, lo yischa nami in a karmen pasuk. Even not doing smicha, the karmen does not become valid if you don't do smicha. But not the smicha, but different. Even if the smicha done with women, the mitzvah come out kach that would not invalidate the karmen. So why do you need to exclude them over there if the whole point is al tchila of the avodah? The shem says, because there's the mekamakim itzav kara lebuti. No, we still need a pasuk to exclude them. The sugya that you would have thought they would say mishum leksa b'samach b'shachat. It says to lean and to slaughter is kishmik lechitas. And if we compare leaning to the shechita, mashkita kishem benashim just exploding the carbon is actually valid when we can have a zolach like a mishum leksa b'chum naflam alavam beis. Umayis mishum ma'itik ma'is to the shechita chitas kol nisbor in the first sugya mishum leksa b'beis ma beis. Kolb sun shachak to all those are invalid if they slaughter shechita doesn't share their shechita is going to be valid. Shachita kishem b'zarim benashim machul it's kosher with non koin. And with women, etc. Ah, I would have thought to say, I'm smiching Shebinashim, so to leaning on the carbon, because with women, loch it's a chumut if I need a meat. And with Tanufa, Nami it's a chumut, I also need a meat for Tanufa, for waving, which is the Ashkan Tanufa and the Shebinashim, because we find Tanufa is kosher, but we can give Mashlak a month, like it says later on, regarding the Saita. And therefore, you needed a meat for them.